Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This time every week, we play the best flubbles from the week.
Right.
A flubble is a what?
These are actual flubbles, right? Not like, you know, just me not saying something right. And just add to it.
That's amazing.
Is your perfect?
Is there any? No, there's no chance we could grab that and put
nope.
it at the end.
Nope, wouldn't nope, nope. Just too late. Too late.
What a segue. Wow.
Please continue. I can't talk.
Well, if you feel like you're not qualified for your job, we are about to make you feel better. If we haven't already, this is where we play the flubble montage. Flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble. And here are the best ones from this week.
Yeah, anything that has an impediment at all, like myself, for example, right now. Yeah. I posted on Chaz and AJ Facebook page a couple days ago. Yeah, I guess the stunt went wrong. One of the sharks.
We're not going to have a short montage reel next week for flubbles. How you doing? Take some coffee.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Close to a flubble.
How about close? Never mind. We have a guest.
Oh, I don't even know what she just said.
No idea.
Yeah, she.
What? She.
Relax there, goose boy. Too early to die. Wonderful she did that, but I heard them repeat her for like 3 more years what? After that.
Wow,
in
did
school.
You hit your head?
After
I heard
the bonus.
Them repeat that. What?
Yeah, there's going to be a little dicey later on, but it's a chance for, it's likely it's going to be thunderstorms.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Continue.
The storms can be strong to severe. It's a big, like scoop that they use.
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing?
Because the thump, they have the planes that fill them up.
This is a good day for flubbles.
But that part about the smoke here was real.
It's good for you. Keep going back to that.
It's like a pool. They have that thing, and they just scoop the water, and they can fly off, and they drop it, and right. they reset it, and they go back in the water again. Is it 10 o'clock yet? I meant that. But that's what they do. They scoop it up, they drop it, and then they reset the thing, and then they get more water. Yeah, well, that thing with the smoke, and if that was real, that was on the news.
The news.
That was on the news.
It could be space cooties.
Exactly. Become werewolves. Everybody knows that Popeye eats spinach. But why would Popeye restaurant, why would their favorite food be chicken? Maybe they don't like hamburgers, their workers. They're tired of chicken. They see chicken all the damn time. You want something different than chicken, you're sick of chicken.
But the question wasn't name Popeye's employees' favorite food.
Right. It was Popeye, the cartoon character. That's what it was. So stop hemorrhaging over there, Sina.
So what are you trying to say here?
Nothing anymore. They just fry the snot out of it, and it becomes that puffy, crunchy, curly stuff. How was that a flubble?
Tuna fish packed in oil?
Yeah, if you get the packed in oil stuff, it stinks. It stinks like crazy. That was a flubble. I am going to murder you, okay?
Damn pitchers.
Right. Luckily, pitchers have borders, so you just only put party in there. Only so much you fits in the picture. So when it looks slender, you make sure you walk closer to the picture so only party is in there. Not the entire, you don't get the huge view, you get the narrow view. Kind of like a mirror. So nobody else flubbled the entire friggin' week.
Not
right?
to that level.
No one else flubbled.
Not to that level. That's my favorite one in a long time.
Is it jaw hurt?
Yes.
Good.
Allison Russell, singer and Farm Aid performer on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What a beautiful version of Landslide you made.
What was Landslide?
Thank you so much. It was terrifying to try and translate Stevie's luminous poetry into French and, you know, still make it sound like poetry and still retain her meaning, but it was a good challenge. I got obsessed with it during the pandemic.
That is some song.
It sounded better, actually.
I think Stevie wrote it when she was just a kid, and it sounds like a song from someone at the latter part of their life.
It was Water Slide originally. Yes.
Yeah.
She was time traveling, I think, in that song for sure.
Unbelievable. You must be excited to be part of Farm Aid.
I am beside myself with excitement. I am thrilled to be part of Farm Aid. Absolutely thrilled.
How did that call go? So your agent calls and says, would you like to be part of Farm? Yes!
Right. She didn't finish the question right.
Exactly. Wait, I was going to say Farmer's Market.
I was going to say Farmer's Insurance.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just recently joined the Jonathan Levine's roster. That's my booking agent. And they used to be a company called Paradigm, and now they're called Wasserman. And he is also Margot's booking agent. And so I suspect that Margot might have had a hand in the invitation being extended, because she's become a dear friend of mine and a neighbor in Nashville, and we've worked together on a few different things. She just put out a wonderful EP that I sang on, and with some other friends, Kashana and Adia Victoria and Kemp Franklin from The Suffers. Yeah. And we had a beautiful time filming. You know, she invited us onto her Colbert from Home performance, which was so generous of her to share that with us.
Wow. What a deal to be on that Farm Aid bill.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Living in Nashville. Canadian. I'm jealous just of that. Now you're on Farm Aid, too.
Look at you.
Have you ever been to Connecticut?
I have been to Connecticut many, many times. I love Connecticut, and we have a dear friend who's a councilwoman in Ridgefield, Connecticut, Barbara Manners, and she has a series called Chirp, which is concerts happening in Ridgefield Park. And my old band, Birds of Chicago, and my first baby band, Po Girl, played that many times. In fact, she was one of the first American presenters to put our band on. So, yeah, I love Connecticut.
Cool. Well, you're in luck. You're coming here.
Have you watched Cobra Kai?
I have not watched Cobra Kai.
What? But you've heard of it, right?
Of course. I mean, look, I loved the original Karate Kid so much, but I have not watched Cobra Kai.
We have someone here from Cobra Kai in the studio
with a speaking part, everything.
And it's not someone who just walked in the background.
No, or was this guy. I saw him
in a bar scene.
He didn't just get beaten up or something.
No.
Yeah, he was a third kid in the floor.
He was, but he has the speaking part too.
I was also in the movie 300. I was number 298.
Exactly right. I was 301. They cut me out.
Yeah, you got cut out. Yeah, you didn't make it.
Yeah.
I was gonna have him give you clues and see if you could figure it out, but you haven't seen it, so.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Although if you've got it, really impressive.
Well, you've been busy making music and learning French.
Landslide.
Best Love Me movie, because everybody needs to see it. It's so good. I just have to put that out there.
What movie?
So good. Summer of Soul. It's Questlove's new documentary about the Harlem Cultural Festival that happened in 1969, right after Woodstock, and it's amazing.
How old are you?
Everybody should watch.
You know too much.
Seriously.
She has an old soul.
How old am I?
Yeah.
I have an old soul, that's right. Yes.
Allison Russell's on. She's playing Farm Aid. Farm Aid tickets go on sale in 50 minutes. We've been giving them out for freak accident stories. We've got a couple more coming up.
That's right, Farm Aid.
Are you, what's your status? Married, single?
I am married, I have a little girl who's 7 years old.
So I'm guessing your husband wouldn't like me to fix you up with Brett Kearns.
Brett, no, are you single?
I am now, recently.
He wouldn't be into that. No, he wouldn't be into
all right,
that,
so we won't even ask him. we want to have you back on the show before Farm Aid, when we have a little bit more time. This was kind of a last-second surprise, which we love surprises, especially when it's Allison Russell.
Exactly.
And we love your music. We're so excited that you're coming. It's a big deal for you, and you deserve it.
Huge.
And
I'm thrilled to be part of it.
We are linked up on the radio station website. If people want to hear more about you or learn more about you, please go to the radio station website, Farm Aid.
Yeah.
Coming to Xfinity. Coming to Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Tickets on
for the second time at Xfinity, right? In 2018, they were there. So
exactly.
It's a homecoming.
It's a homecoming. Yay. Welcome back.
Yay.
So,
I was going to say a big shout out to the 5,500 family farms in Connecticut. So amazing.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you real soon. And we're linked up on the radio station website to Allison Russell, singer and Farm Aid performer. Thank you, Allison.
They raised their hose.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye. Hosanna. Wow.
I appreciate you trying to hook me up, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are friends for?
You should do research first, though, before you start asking women.
He took a shot.
Like a shoot in the hip, though.
I just kind of asked. You know, that's what I do. I interview people. Right. I ask questions. Right. I get answers. I learn things.
Exactly. And you learn not to ask that question anymore.
I learn not to fix her up.
Right, right. And the 7-year-old is too young for you, so don't worry about it. You're good.
I'm going to be careful backstage at Farm Aid now.
Imagine she's not married and did see the show.
Right.
She was just afraid.
And she, right. She made up the kid and everything.
Not that guy.
I thought it was going to be Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. This guy.
Not that guy. Where's that maintenance guy I walked through before?
Brett Ernst in studio. I love this guy. Look him up if you haven't heard of him. I'm sure you already have.
But, I'm sure you have.
Long list of stand-up comedy credentials, but also Cobra Kai and all this other stuff. And how's that for a resume? And all this other stuff.
And I also play clubs and colleges all over the country.
Nice.
College is tricky business now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But Brett's at the sold-out Chaz and AJ Maritime Chevrolet Stand Up for Vets comedy show tonight. It's sold out, but if you're going, just remember it's not in Stratford. It's at Grassy Hill.
Don't go to the beach.
He didn't have to come in. The show sold out.
Yeah.
We don't need to sell tickets.
Exactly.
We said, can you call the show? He says, I want to come in.
Okay.
It's like, well, you're getting off a plane in New York at 7 o'clock. We're okay if you call in. We know you want to get some sleep.
Right.
He's like, no, I want to come in.
I can't check in anyways. So.
Yeah, exactly. 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I got to kill time. So I just said, okay, whatever. You guys got free coffee here.
We're a space filler.
Basically.
AJ made it, though. So be careful.
Well, I actually picked up a gig tomorrow night. I'm working at the Shoe. I'm doing the Connecticut Comedy Festival.
What Shoe? What?
The Sacred Heart University Community Theater at 8 o'clock.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great. Oh, see, smart planning.
See, it works.
Well, I mean, okay. I did it because I was coming here.
Right.
So why not, right?
Right. You're going to be here anyway.
And a couple of Ubers on the way, too.
Phil, can you look that up? Are tickets still on sale for that?
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
If you want to see Brett and you don't have a ticket for tonight's show,
or you
love him so much tonight that you want to see him again
tomorrow. Two nights in a row.
Why do it again?
Get to see Brett two nights. Oh, or if you're a single woman, I can't even say attractive now because I might get in trouble for that. But
right.
For saying attractive?
What's that? I don't know. I really don't know.
Now listen,
it's a Friday. I don't want to be here all day with emails and calls.
If you can walk outside,
scoot right.
If you can walk outside in the daylight without folks running, how's that? No.
All right. Well, I'll be out of here at 10.
So what? So will I. Because I want to talk to you. Anyway.
What happened? Didn't you have a girlfriend the last time you were here?
I was married, man. I was married. I was with the same girl for like 11 years.
That was you.
Okay. Yeah, that was me.
All right, just checking.
But what's going on for tonight? I'm excited. Who else is on it?
Like AJ?
Is it me and you, AJ? We're doing it too.
And Chuck Nice.
Chuck Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Do you know Chuck Nice?
I know of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He used to do that. Was it the Radio Chick show?
Yes.
In New York on NEW.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And then I think they went over to Q104.
They went a couple places.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they disbanded.
You know, it's got to be tough to have that name, though, because everyone expects you to be nice.
Right.
You can't even have one rude moment.
Chuck isn't nice.
Right. His middle name isn't.
Or ain't. Chuck ain't
What
nice.
Do we find out about this Brett show tomorrow?
As he said, at the Shoe Community Theater, it is still available from what I can see, but there's only 8 left if you want front row house seats.
Wow.
Ooh.
Front row house.
That's how we roll.
Brett up close.
Wow.
How much are the tickets?
Those are $49, orchestra's $39, general admission $29.
Nice.
That's good. You can't beat that price.
No, you can't, no.
Yeah. Who's with you tomorrow?
Just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
You don't need anyone.
Wow. Nah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
24 years, Variety's top 5, but you know, who cares?
Yeah. Like I said, all that other stuff. It's right here in your resume. All that other stuff.
What do I need to do?
Just read the paper you gave me.
Is it? Well, this isn't really going to be a college gig, right? Because everyone's going to go. But do you have a hard time on the campuses with material or no?
No. Look, I mean, like I said, man, a lot of that stuff is, I mean, it's real, right? But am I going in and out?
Is this?
You might just say
headphones. No, I think your headphones.
It's the headphones.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's a tumor.
Hello?
We'll get to it. We usually play the Flubble montage again right here.
Yes.
But we have Brett Ernst in the studio. So you don't get a big time show business guy that often in the room.
Cool.
At 9 o'clock.
Hey, so. It's very rare you get a recurring guest star on a streaming service show.
That's right.
That's nominated.
He was 298. By the way.
He's comparing us to Cobra Kai.
Now, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show. You reached out, and you know, because I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Nuts.
It's been a while.
You know, I never want to bother people. Let me do the call letters here. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Brett's playing, headlining the Chaz and AJ Maritime Chevrolet Stand Up for Vets comedy show tonight. It's sold out.
That's a lot to say.
I never want to bother people. You know, like I have your cell. I don't want to be like, oh.
Hey, Brett! Do you want to Brett?
Right. I want to be that girl outside Brett! Your window at 3 in the morning.
Right. Brett! What the-
No.
Brad!
No,
for
real.
You cared.
Listen, just what you do, you know, you just text me and then, you know, I'll ignore the text and then I'll have somebody reach out to you. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, people will reach out to
my
us.
assistant. No, you just call me anytime, dog.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
Oh, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Did you? Do you have
just
a new...
you though, not him.
All right, not AJ.
I do nice phone calls.
You have a new special coming out?
Well, I taped it right before COVID. So what happened was I self-released principal's office, which that was a decision I made 3 years ago, which it's now up to like 3.5 million views. It ended up being the best thing I did. Right?
What is this?
Cool.
So I shot a special that I actually got an offer on. It's a long story.
Okay.
But...
You did something different.
I did it. I was one of the first.
And it worked out.
I built. Oh, it worked out.
Oh,
great.
You were one of the first.
So, and I put it out, and it was, you know, it did very well. It just did very well. It was in Variety. I was on Men's Health. It was listed in their five.
Whoa!
So it was for Netflix and then mine.
Who else was on the five?
It was at the time. It was D'Elia, Joe Coy. I think Neil Brennan's, and then
all big names.
I can't think of the other Beth Stalling. I think.
Wow, your top five.
Well, no, this was they were talking five. About like the five specials to watch.
Yeah, I know, but
there was the four on Netflix, right. And then mine was self produced. Now, truth be told, the internet. You see where this is going. Like my buddy Andrew Schultz is just killing it online. My buddy Sebastian, I mean, he sold out Madison Square Garden four nights in a row.
Wow.
And he wasn't even on TV at that time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is where you want to be. This is where it's going.
It used to be comedians want to get on a sitcom. They want to get on the
well,
Tonight Show.
No, I mean,
Show.
You still want the sitcom and that stuff's still good money.
Yeah. But you don't need it now.
No,
you could make a presence online make a
There's no more
you could be a superstar.
There's no more gatekeepers.
Right.
And you know, and it's been heading this way for a while. So I released it 3 years ago. And, you know, it did very well. So we shot another one.
3 years ago.
At Jimmy Kimmel's right before, in Vegas, right before the pandemic hit. So I've been holding on to this thing for like an hour, for like a year.
Oh, me too. I go to the bathroom so bad right now. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's dad joking over there.
Yup.
Are you going to ask us to pull your finger now?
Any moment now, yes.
Any moment?
There'll be a fart joke.
No,
soon.
So now I'm about to release it again online because I've monetized my YouTube page and it's just a way to go now.
Wow.
So, but I held on to this thing for like a year.
And the material's not dated?
No, not at all. Well,
yeah.
I shot it when I was going through the divorce, but it's about being married.
Oh, it's dated for your life.
My life, yeah.
But not for a life.
No.
Yeah, people can always relate to that.
Yeah, well, right. It was about what... You know, because basically whenever you watch love movies or listen to songs, it's always about when we first meet, right? Or when we break up.
Yeah.
So comedy's all the stuff in between that like leads to the breakup. You know what I mean? And that's right. Basically what that's about. But the new one I'm working on is we're hoping to shoot that in about 6 months.
Yeah, there's always in the movie, there's the meeting.
Uh-huh. Right?
And it looks like it's going well. And then there's the curveball, the other guy from high school, or she doesn't understand, or it looks like there's someone else in the picture.
The baby's an alien.
And that's the curveball. And then at the end, they get together.
But I'm saying, and they run off into the sunset. You don't see them 6 years later.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody's mad at each other and just, you know. And
right. It's like, why did you close the door? Get the garbage out.
Hate each other.
Because it's our front door.
Right, right.
I wanted to let the light in.
What, you wrap the car up again?
You're getting yelled at in the car after going out with another couple because of something you said at the table.
You thought it was funny, wasn't it?
Huh? All that stuff.
Editing yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, listen, I'd do it again.
I said to Jennifer last night, you know what? My life is better if I ignore you.
How did she take that? How'd that go over?
I said it in a joking tone. It's all about the tone.
Oh, gotcha.
You know?
Right.
And she was like kind of jokingly bitching at me.
Right.
And I said, you know, my life is you know what I'm saying.
Of course.
If you say, it's all the tone. If it's the vindictive tone, you're dead.
Can you jokingly kick someone in the nuts?
If it's the jokingly tone, everyone laughs, it's a good time.
But I'm being out of it. It's you know, you get a little bit, you were married. Yeah, yeah.
And happily. Happily or were you not happy?
That's the thing. You don't know if you're happy. You're just in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just adapt to it. And then, but once you're out of it, you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
Right.
Like, I get to keep everything now that I own.
Right.
Like,
if I want to go out with my friends.
Right.
I just do it.
I could just go.
I could be on the couch.
What is this insane?
I want to get up and walk out the door.
I can just go.
I gotta go have a beer.
There's money in my pocket.
Wait, I don't have to ask.
And we're playing by two different rules here. You know what I mean? There's her rules and then there's her rules. It would be like if I had to bring somebody over. But hey, honey, my friend's in town. Is it okay?
Yeah.
You know, but meanwhile, she just...
You'll walk in the house and there's five girls having a Tupperware party.
I came in one time, there was a dude sleeping on my couch. I'm like,
what?
Who's this guy? It's her gay best friend. But
You
didn't ask me if you could have a friend over. You know what I mean? They just do what they want.
Guess who's in town?
And why is he wearing my pajamas?
No, but for real, like, it's two different, you know. And again, I would do it again.
Yeah.
But not for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at him. He's like this good, great looking guy, right? Like, I'm not, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. You call it as you see it. As you get older, you're like, you don't even care.
Right.
It's like, it is what it is.
Right.
We all know George Clooney's a good looking guy, right?
So
look at him. He's at the, like, where are you? Like, 30s?
Around there.
Okay.
Around there.
All right. Okay. Good. You're a superstar. You make a comedy specials. Probably got money unless she took it all.
Nah, not yet. I'm on a 5-year plan.
Right. He's working on
not
that.
Not yet.
Why would you want to be tied up? You travel all over the world. Like, that's got to be tough, right?
It takes its toll. I mean, not on me, but it does.
On a relationship?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to get to the details of what happened, then, you know, we could talk about that. A lot of it is.
We're going to play a journey.
You know, 35 cities a year, you know.
Wow.
And then. But you knew that going in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that how you met her? Was she at a comedy show?
No, I met her in a restaurant. She was waiting tables.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
All right. Brett Ernst is in the studio. He's all over his phone. I think people are hitting him up for tickets. And
yeah.
Yeah, people love you. So can you hear anything?
No.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to do this, and I just won't hear AJ.
They can hear
is probably for the best.
Yeah. I like more funny jokes from someone. Nice shorts.
He just said something funny.
Great.
And sandals.
Awesome. Wonderful.
All right, nice shorts.
Those headphones are going to be thrown out at the end of this show.
Right, or at you, actually.
I'm good. I'm back.
Or we could just give them to people we don't like.
Right.
Let's just give them to the radio stations down the hall. It works out great.
That's great. I like all that.
Here, your budget came through.
Right.
All right. So Brett's playing the sold-out Chaz and AJ Maritime Chevrolet stand-up for vets tonight. He would like to do a lot more time than we thought, so we're going to let him do it.
Whatever you guys need me to do.
He's better than I am. I can just sit here quietly. This segment should be canceled for him. I'm fine.
No, I think we'll all play along.
Right.
Here.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Good. All right.
And you can't be quiet.
All right.
I can. So AJ, shut up.
I can hear me now.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay. Besides the Vets Gala tonight, these are the top five things I'm excited for as we enter the last week of July.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Are you ready? Number five is the Olympics, which I'm a hard iffy on usually, but this year I think I'm excited because I have a rooting interest against the USA basketball team. I hate the USA basketball team, because I don't like that they use real NBA players. I think this is a way for these NBA players to all, like, switch teams. I don't like that they have attitudes. I want amateur college players to play in this. So
the shenanigans.
Right. I'm going to root for Australia, all these weird little countries that have never had any success. That's what I want. I want USA to lose.
I want the team with the shortest players to win.
Right. That's what I want. Well, I think it would be more fun.
We've already been losing. The Italian team. Crazy to me, man.
They lost the other day. They got killed.
The Italian team.
Our All-Stars got killed by...
We've lost three times. We've lost to, I forget, Ghana, right?
Yep.
There was another one. Was it Greece or something?
Oh, wow.
We lost to three teams already, like Lithuania or something. I don't even know.
It's because the NBA mentality is it only matters when it matters.
Don't match.
So these early games didn't matter. They just walk in like, oh, we're going to win this gold anyway. It's not like 1992. That team was awesome. This team I don't like.
Are they really losing, or is it, hey, we can't win them all, or people will be mad?
Listen,
are you saying to throw in the game?
No. We've never done that in the past, and it's very indicative. That's why I like the kid. Gianni, the kid that just
Giannis. He's great. I like him a lot.
Yeah, with a really long last name?
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Well, I mean, you know, he made that statement too, where I'm not into these super teams. You know, I just want to build it from the ground up, you know, that old school mentality. And, you know, back then, Jordan, there's no way Jordan is going to lose to any exhibition game. It doesn't matter.
No.
You know what I mean?
Too competitive.
And so was Bird, and so was Magic. Mm-hmm. And that whole era was just, you know, it was just a mindset, but.
Go Lithuania.
But I'm still,
that's what I say.
I'm still rooting for us.
I want Italy to win.
But I am rooting for skateboarding. This is the first year of skateboarding. I'm into that.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
skateboarding looks cool. America's going to dominate. Like, I'm into that.
Oh, I think so.
And
so
judo.
Yep.
I've never watched judo before. That's one of the...
I want them to bring back?
Ginsu knives?
Barrel jumping.
Yes.
Yes. Thing?
Does anybody remember this?
Yes, barrel jumping was a thing.
They would have dudes on ice skates.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jump. Barrels.
Yep. Like
as an Olympic sport?
Yes.
It was.
Are you serious?
No, yes. Totally. It's not real. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's totally real.
This is an ESPN.
Was there a gorilla throwing?
No. That came later on.
Team Italy must have won that one.
Save Princess Peach. Right. And then he had a hammer.
Phil's got nothing. You stumped Phil. He has no idea.
Yes,
this is fake.
I was looking up too many different things.
How do you Google that? Barrel jumping, ice skates,
Olympic barrel jumping.
And that would be a winter sport because ice skates.
Yeah.
Unless you're running socks on a wood floor.
Also, there's no Lithuanian basketball team in the Olympics this year.
Go Lithuania.
Whatever.
Iran is the longest odds to win.
Iran.
I can't root for Iran.
Oh, my God. Their uniforms don't match.
Can you look up barrel jumping?
I am looking up barrel jumping.
While he does that, I'm going to number four.
Okay, here's the deal with that, though. This is what was great about it. It was like Evel Knievel. When they didn't make it, they landed on the barrels.
Oh, yeah. And
barrels were rolling everywhere.
This is not a real
thing. And the guy is like flat, sliding across the ice.
I think somebody died.
This is a dream.
I think somebody died once.
Somebody died. Do you ever ask yourself, like, there's so many sports that I've never tried. Like, how do we know we wouldn't be good at, like,
they had a sport.
Do you want to try barrel jumping?
Well, I'm just saying, like, how do you know you're good at that?
Yeah.
You're forgetting.
How do you discover it?
Yeah. How do your parents say to you, this is what you're going to do, the bobsled? We're going to get you a bobsled,
Johnny.
How do you know you
wouldn't be good? I've never tried lugeing.
No.
We could have
the luge.
Is it that you failed at everything else?
You're forgetting
a
sport.
It's like none of the great athletes want to do this. Maybe that's for you.
You're forgetting a sport they had a long time ago, also in the Olympics, where you're on skis and you shot at objects.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They still have
cross-country shooting.
Don't they have that still?
Yes, but it's the wrong time of year for that one.
Yeah,
right.
These are the summer
it's
games.
Like James
yeah,
Bond.
So is this. I got that, but
by the way,
what'd you find out?
One of the greatest Wikipedia entries of all time. You just have to go read about barrel jumping. It's like four paragraphs.
So it is
worth
real.
Every word.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, no. This was the Canadian Barrel Jumping Federation went to the 1992 Winter Olympics to make a presentation on introducing the sport into Olympic competition, but Olympic officials were so afraid of injuries from the sport, they canceled the live demonstration.
Oh.
I was watching
it, but it wasn't in the Olympics.
Right, it was real.
It was at one time, years ago.
There was a demonstration featured on Wide World of Sports that brought a lot of attention.
That's
in the 30s, they had it.
No, but think about this. How do you come up with this sport?
You're on skates. You're done playing hockey. Right. It's like, we're bored.
Yeah, there's some barrels over there. I bet you I could jump it.
Or you're skating home and a beer truck loses its payload, oh, and you got to jump over the barrels that are coming towards you.
That could be that.
A group of jumpers called the Barrel Busters.
Of course.
That's a nice T-shirt.
They got to bring this back.
Toward the ice skating events in a form of barnstorming, and for further entertainment value, added hoops of fire.
Oh my god.
See, the sky's the limit.
You know, I guarantee you, if it's not already, that cornhole game, I've seen like there's like a professional cornhole league now.
I mean, there's bars that do that have replaced like pool halls that are just cornhole.
What would that
but
trophy look
barrel
like?
Barrel jumping thing, if we could get it by the lawyers, you could do this as an event.
I would love it.
The Chaz and AJ, no hoops of fire. But the but the rest of it, the Chaz and AJ barrel jumping event, that would be excellent.
No hoops of
fire. I'll send an email.
I'm out. No hoops of fire, I'm out.
All right, number four.
Number four.
Right, okay. Wow. Things I'm excited about for this week. Number four. This amphitheater is going to open on Wednesday. Big night. Now, I don't care about REO Speedwagon. I'm sort of into the Styx songs, but if you want to find me, I'm in legitimately the worst seats in the venue.
Really? You're
it's
the guy.
Hysterical. They have said, like, oh, you sit as far away as possible. Now, all the seats are good, but I'm basically in Egypt at this. But this should be an amazing night. We're going to broadcast live. I guess there's food trucks. You've been saying there's 70 bars. And if everything's open, I think it's going to be good. You'll be there.
You hear how loud he talks? That's why they put him
they
in the back.
They can hear him up front.
Sticks
people
can
want
hear
to hear
here.
The right. music.
When you hear him saying, shut up during Babe.
So just so Brett Ernst is here, we're opening up a brand new world-class amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yeah. Okay,
brand
nice.
New.
Yeah.
And Wednesday's the very first show. It's a 5,000 to 7,000 seat venue.
And it's REO Speedwagon?
And Sticks.
Well, I heard it from a friend.
Yeah.
Who heard from a friend?
Yeah.
Heard from your mother. Italian. Yes. You were messing around.
AJ got it right away.
It took me a second.
Right.
Number three on the list, I'm excited to get back to worrying about COVID. I had stopped worrying. I felt great. And then yesterday, the article came out that said, if you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you might be out of luck.
I
which
told
is the
you.
One I got.
I told
that's
you.
That's the one.
I got the PB&J shot.
And I just keep going to hot spots. I was in L.A., and now I'm going to restaurants, and I'm licking whoever. Like, we've got a real problem coming.
Brett's feeling really good about that.
I've had it already, so.
Yeah. So you can't get it again?
That's not science.
I don't even know what the rule. I just say it wasn't that bad. The worst part about getting COVID was calling your friends and breaking the news to them like you gave an STD.
Right. Oh,
that's the worst part. Well, you got to call your friends and be like, yo, I think you need to go see a doctor.
and they
know
say,
what's funny is that it becomes the same kind. Like, they're like, well, why don't you wear a mask? I'm like, you didn't wear a mask either.
Right. Exactly right. You wanted it.
I know you didn't give it to me.
You wanted it.
But it's not that bad.
And was this back when people still thought everyone was going to die from it? It was early.
No, I got it, like, I'd say, I think it was, like, 2 months ago or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. So you are fine. You're good. Go
lick
it.
Yeah, I got the antibody.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hugged you earlier. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
But can you get a real doctor on to explain what's going on? Because I'm definitely just reading things on the internet.
Monday at 6.
Okay, good. Please. Because I'm nervous about all the things again.
Mm. All right, great.
All right, number two, things I'm excited about as we enter the last week of July. Ted Lasso is the best show on television. No offense. Your show's excellent,
none
too.
Take
well, once season
is, wait,
four
is
really...
Ted Lasso, are they nominated for an Emmy?
They are.
What for? Is it like a comedy or a drama?
Jason Sudeikis is nominated for comedy.
Okay.
The show isn't, though. I don't think.
Didn't he win an award and he was...
Yeah, he was like high and in a T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. How to spell his last name,
No, because I heard about this show. I don't know where, like, you know, I don't really watch the...
Oh, it's on Apple TV, which is another, like, subscription. But it's awesome.
I heard it's great.
It's really funny, and season two premieres today, and I'm excited about it.
Brett, do you watch Cobra Kai when it comes out? Or do you watch it before? Do you get a screening copy? Or
but you read the script, so you know kind of what's going on. But I'm not really...
But you want to see how it comes together, right?
Well, yeah.
Do you have friends over and...
No, I mean, I went to the we have a premiere party and stuff like that.
Okay.
And,
you watch the whole season or just part of it, or how does that work?
I mean,
just the episodes you're in?
Just your scenes.
That's all I want to watch.
It's just the opposite, to be honest with you. I'm not,
really?
You don't like seeing yourself?
No. What is it about it? You know, people don't like to see themselves on screen.
It's not that you don't like it. You just...
It's uncomfortable?
No, you just criticize. Like, I can't explain it.
I should have done this. I should have done that.
Wait, why did I wear that shirt?
Yeah. You know,
I overplayed, underplayed, whatever.
But this season has Terry Silver from Karate Kid 3 as the villain, right? You can't tell
Wait,
me that, right?
No, well, I mean, the trailer's in the trailer.
Right, it's right. But is Bad Boy Mike Barnes in it?
I have no idea.
That's a deep Karate Kid 3 reference as well.
Have they asked you to take karate lessons?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to know. All of a sudden, there's a twist.
I already got smacked around.
So you can't tell, you can't say anything.
Smacked around? Why? You said something somewhere?
You haven't watched it yet?
Season 4?
No, season 1.
I've watched all 3 seasons.
So in season 1, I got smacked around, remember?
Yes.
I got ratted my cousin out, which was disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it was consistent with your character.
Right. Right.
You don't do that. Right. You don't rat.
Yeah.
I know. You don't rat out my own cousin.
You don't rat.
And I burned that beautiful car.
I know.
Right.
Season 4, horrible. How do you just... you're so far away from filming it. When you're talking to people, does anything ever slip out? Like, oh, that's not
Damn
supposed
it.
To be
that
out
was inner voice. No, I mean, again, it's like... You know, it's a job, and you're not really, I don't know.
But you can't talk about it. Like, if you talk about it, you might slip, right?
Like the CIA.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know everything because there's so many different storylines going on. I just know what's going on with my storyline.
Your stuff.
Were you happy with your participation?
Well,
like the amount of lines you had?
This year, there was a lot of COVID issues with a lot of shooting, so things had to get consolidated certain times. Mm-hmm. But but the writers kept it, you know, consistent. And I'm not going to talk. Whatever you need me to say, I'm not going to talk.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing to say anymore.
You got nothing.
I don't understand, Senator.
You got nothing.
I have my own family.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, so the number one thing I'm excited for this week is after this, in a half an hour, I get my first physical in 3 years. So if I'm not here Monday, it's because they've checked me into the hospital.
You'll be fine.
We don't know. So you've heard me on the show with the eating and all the terrible things I do. I think we're going to have a cholesterol situation and possibly a type 2 diabetes situation. It's going to be a wild 10 o'clock.
Did I have to touch you in places?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of touching.
They still do that?
Yeah.
And now they've moved the age of colonoscopies up, so I think there's going to be talk of that.
Oh,
and I'm going to say, like, get out of here. Like, it's a whole thing. I wore my nicest boxer briefs. I'm ready for this physical.
We got to send someone the video.
Right. I don't think you want that. Right. No. And that's it.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.